People show their true colors. Think back to the last time that you went to the movie theater. You remember that lady that came in late and she made everybody stand while she squeezed in through to the middle seat? I'm sure you also heard that rowdy group near the front that was doing all that yakking and slapping and high-fiving. How about the guy that arrived 15 minutes early and then he stayed after the movie ended to see all the credits scrolling down the screen as the cleanup crew worked like a SWAT team preparing for the next showing? Finally, you know anybody who read and compared all the reviews before even agreeing to attend the show? Have you ever noticed the differences in the way that people act in a grocery store? One person's an impulse buyer with no list, while another one tells you where everything is, whether you ask or not. Still another one comes prepared with a list and completes their shopping efficiently, while yet another wouldn't think of going shopping without their coupon binder and calculator. Ever notice on an elevator how one person will walk up, get on, and immediately push the button that closes the door? How about the other rider that says, "Oh, there's always room for one more," while holding it open? Then there's the guy that stands in line in the lobby shifting from elevator one to another, unable to make a decision. And finally, there's the lady that gets on and then takes a quick count, and if the passenger counts over the posted limit, she asks somebody to get off. Well, the point is, you don't need an IQ of 140 to detect that people act and think and make decisions differently. When you couple that with realizing that people tend to buy from people that they like and trust, it's really critical to identify the behavior of others and then mirror it back to them. Now, to clarify, when I say mirror, I just simply mean acting toward others like they act towards you, sort of in a monkey see, monkey do sort of fashion. You know, there's four distinct behavior types, but most people possess and exhibit more than one. So for simplicity's sake here, just accept the behavior type that's most apparent to your unaided eye, meaning that you don't have to be a shrink. Now, I'll simplify these by color coding each one to make the process uncomplicated and perhaps even fun as we look briefly at all four of them. Green people. Now, green signifies go, meaning that these are the folks that like to accomplish things, the doers, the achievers, the drivers, who are also typically impatient, competitive, and energetic. Greens tend to attack things that get in their way, and they always strive for bottom-line results while making quick decisions after gathering the necessary facts. Urban Meyer, the current Ohio State ex-Florida football coach, is a really good example of a green. He's a serious-minded, high achiever, and he's super competitive. He makes it clear that he holds himself accountable for every second in his day. Restlessness and nervousness, mannerisms like that, they're distinguishing characteristics and marks of a green. They also speak bluntly. They speak in short sentences and often with a serious tone of voice. When selling to a green, the best approach is to respect their time and their busy schedule by getting to the point without a lot of fanfare. They dislike details, so a treetops Cliff Notes version of your product or service description is always best. If you fail to successfully deal with a green, at least you'll fail fast since they tend to make quick decisions, keeping you from wasting a lot of time and effort. Now, here's an example of talking to a green. "Mr. Big, I respect your position and all the demands on your time, so I won't try to hold you hostage. I'd like simply and quickly to address the issue that we spoke about over the phone Monday, so that 10 minutes from now, you'll have a good idea if my recommended solution will be the right one for your business. Fair enough?" Red people. Reds are talkers. They love socializing. They're very approachable, so rapport is quickly and easily gained. They tend to be optimistic, friendly, conversational, and constantly craving attention. Michael Weatherly, better known as Donozo on NCIS, is a perfect example of a Red. He's always performing outlandish actions to get attention while seeking the spotlight during every episode. You can differentiate Reds by their constant smiling and seldom meeting a stranger. They're habitual joke tellers, so listen for the old, "Hey, have you heard the one about?" Their offices and their homes are usually cluttered because disorganization is part of their DNA. Since they're social creatures, it's unwise to get down to business too quickly with a red. So go for the heart before you go for the throat. Similar to greens, they dislike details, meaning a detailed presentation will likely be wasted on them. And since their temperament compels them to want to try to keep up with the Joneses, you're wise to mention other customers that you've sold whom they may know. Here's an example of talking to a red. Hey, Miss Flash, before I begin, I just got to ask you about this photograph. Is that Maui? Wow. Take a minute and tell me about your trip, because I'm going there next year. Blue people. Blue folks are a stable and dependable group who rarely hurry and never take risks. In the workplace, they're usually the first ones to arrive in the morning and the last ones to leave in the evening. They're slow to make decisions and they're very security conscious. A good example of a blue is Robert Sean Leonard. He's the guy who played Dr. Wilson on House MD. He normally stayed in the background, rarely spoke out. He was satisfied just to do his job in the shadow of Dr. House. He was a creature of habit and very predictable. Identifying characteristics of a blue include being warm and personal, yet they're quiet and reserved many times. They speak softly and they're slow to build relationships, but they do like working as part of a team. They're wary of the unknown and they're usually unemotional and pretty much even-tempered. When you're selling to a blue, you should avoid talking about products or services that are new and improved, since they're much more comfortable with the tried and tested. Give them plenty of time to make decisions, realizing that multiple sales calls will probably be necessary before you can close. Also, adequately extol both logical and emotional benefits of your offering anytime you're talking with a blue buyer. Hey, here's an example of talking to a blue. Well, Mr. Klotz, I want you to know from the outset that I'm not here to try to get you to make a quick decision. I'll invest whatever time it takes for you to be satisfied that using my systems for your performance issues is the right thing to do. I'd rather walk away now than have you feel uneasy because you felt pressured. Yellow people. Yellow denotes caution, making it the ideal color for people of this temperament. They give a lot of attention to detail and efficiency while they're demanding perfection of themselves and also of others. To that end, they're very task-oriented and analytical and unemotional, making it no secret that their buying decisions revolve around facts and figures. Emily DeChanel plays a character with a yellow behavior as Dr. Temperance Brennan on Bones. She's very anal in everything that she does, seeming to know everything about everything, while showing very little emotion. While selling to this group, you need to realize that yellow buyers tend to be introverted and constantly ask why questions, while at the same time, they act overly interested in methods and functions. So you should act as a problem solver with yellow buyers, showing them how to eliminate waste, obtain value, and receive a solid return for their investment. They like and will demand lots of facts and figures, demonstrations, and sales literature, and then still, they'll probably require additional time to formulate their decisions. Here's an example of talking to you yellow. Dr. Anil, I'm here today for only one reason, and that's to provide you with everything in my arsenal to help resolve the productivity problem that you said is keeping you awake at night. Now, I know that together we can systematically get to the bottom of this issue and find a high-value solution that you'll be happy with. Since practice always makes better, now that you've got a description of the four basic behavior types, you should begin to try to identify and respond to buyers accordingly. You need to begin to look for some of the characteristics discussed in this segment as you interact with other people in the workplace. Because it won't take you long for you to begin to determine, oh, she's a red, or, hey, he's a yellow. As you begin to identify people according to behavior types, the next step then is to mirror their observed behaviors back to them, which will help you to further strengthen your selling relationships. You know, since people tend to like others who act like them, this is the quickest way to endear yourself to your prospects. It's as simple as acting a little green when you're with a green prospect, or revealing some blue traits when you're with a blue buyer. Hey, become a chameleon. Try it. You'll sell more.